Together, we are Ash Friendly.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about our posts. Our posts are very informational and consistent. We can't post something on our website, on our social media platforms, and not be able to be like hands-on experience, like what is real, what isn't real. Because a lot of people out there have no idea what ADA accessibility is. They have no idea how it works. All right, I have a big cat going in, one cat going out. All right, come on. I'm podcasting you too. Come on now. So they don't understand what like a rolling shower is. Some companies don't even understand what a wheelchair is. I know that sounds very bizarre to you, but I've had that happen. Like, what do you mean wheelchair? Well, she's in a wheelchair. It has four wheels on it and she gets wheeled around because she's immobile. And they just don't, a lot of people don't get it. They may not see someone who's a disabled ever in their life because they're just, they don't think they exist or need to get around. And so what I mean when I'm like, hey, we need to make sure that this place is ASH friendly, we have people who struggle with disabilities from all walks of life, going into places, going on the streets, walking around in the town to see what works and what doesn't work. So that way the person who is disabled, can look at it like saying, oh, well, I can't go this way, I can't go here, but I can go here. I'm going to go to this place. And if they're connected to us and it says they are ASH friendly certified, that brings them in more business that they wouldn't necessarily get from anywhere else. On top of all the other people that are with them. See, a lot of people don't understand about how they don't get this part. Like someone who is disabled, who may be mentally or physically, they normally have to go with somebody just for their safety alone, because of the bad things that happens to people who are disabled, they're just easy targets to get taken advantage of. And I get that because I struggle too. And a lot of people have taken advantage of me and tried to wreck my life and wreck things. And I didn't have a big bad bodyguard to like protect me. It's just the way that it was. So when I'm talking and explaining and I'm exploring all these new places, I'm exploring with people who are struggling. And people just don't even know what it's like to be normal. They may just want to know exactly, hey, I understand I'm not normal, but will you accept me? I accept myself and I accept the people around me, but will this company accept me? It's a big thing because a lot of people, when they look at someone who's disabled, they're like, well, I mean, to get the bathroom ADA compliant, and that's a lot of money, and I don't even have a ramp to get in, that's even more money. So it's just a money thing. Because they don't want to, because they see how much money it's going to cost them day in and day out. And it's a lot. But the people who do it right, and the people know what they're doing, it brings them in more money. It brings up their confidence in the business and for themselves. They're respecting the environment more, they're respecting themselves more, and they're respecting their coworkers more. Just by allowing us to be there, of being acceptable for others. Because while they don't think that the big super corporation doesn't think, well, I don't have anyone who's disabled, but the people that work for them do. They have friends and relatives that are autistic, or friends and relatives that are quadriplegic, or just have impaired somewhere, hearing impairment or visual impairment. Like, those are real things. And then if they can't accept this person, they can't accept my son, my daughter, my cousin, my best friend, my wife or my husband, then why am I here? Just to get money? I can get money wherever. I don't need to be here. Because the more these companies respect the environment, the more they respect humans and people around them, the more money they make. Because, well, you're opening yourself up to this. You have so-and-so working here. Well, he could never get a job anywhere. Like, well, this is where my money's going. And then they fall in line and they just spend your money here. Because you're accepting. You're okay with them being disabled. You're okay with them studying or missing something or whatever. Doesn't matter. You're here with us. Let's enjoy it.
if they're well aware of what the disability is, most companies will allow you to still come in and be yourself. Sometimes it may get a little out of control or this or that, but the company's aware of that and they'll say, all right, calm down a little bit. Let's figure something out, and they'll work with you. Because that alone is so much better, like financial-wise, because you're taking care of that one individual. And you're setting the example up. Like, this person's important, and everyone is important. Not just the people spending buku dollars. It's showing that you're flex, like, every day is a Super Bowl. Every day this matters. They matter. And people with a lot of money, who your target market's for, or whoever it's for, they will buy your product more and more because of the way you interact with other people who you have allowed to come in your door. So when we're posting the content, that's what we do. It's experiences, letting you know what works, what doesn't work. And we don't bash each other. I don't have to bash a company that doesn't really work for us if we can't get in. So that's all right. Other people, other disabilities can get in, but we can't get in. We wish we could enjoy it, but we just can't. And I have to inspire them to allow me to come in there so they can get a ramp. And they can pay a little extra money. Or they can, oh, you know what? I don't have any PPE, which is personal protection equipment, for hearing. I need to get some. So in case the music becomes too loud, they'll have calming, reducing headphones to put on so they can enjoy their meal or enjoy the time with their friends or whatever they're doing. It's these little gestures and little thoughts that companies need to provide to enjoy their goals and what they want to do. Because the people that are out there want to go out, but they just don't know how to get out there. And that's what we do. And so if you decide that you're disabled, you hear my voice, and you want to be part of it, come on. Let's go enjoy life. Let's go figure it out. Yes, it's nerve-wracking. Yes, it doesn't. None of it makes sense half the time because we're here and we're there and like, where's the entrance? How do we get in? Who do we have to call? It's a process of life, but we're making the map for other people down the road so that they can go out. That's it. And to live their best life in multiple ways. And it's a beautiful thing. We put it together piece by piece, day by day, of little things. So you're going to see a lot of different people, different abilities, different cultures, and different people that just want to be part and do their part. We're going to miss certain companies that have gone out of business that were really good for people with disabilities, but they just couldn't make it. They made a mistake here, made a mistake there. And it hurts. But I'm hoping that the next generation that comes after them will have the same respect for people with disabilities, people who struggle, people are poor, people are homeless, to give them more respect to them, and that will allow them to, for everyone to respect their business and to grow their business in any way that they need to. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.